This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, including the Al-Shati refugee camp, an open letter to President Joe Biden from advocacy group the National Muslim Democratic Council demanding that he broker a ceasefire by 5 p.m. Tuesday or face the consequence of millions of American Muslims withholding their support for his reelection next year. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Sura has this report.
A new poll by the Arab American Institute showed support for Biden dropped among Arab American voters from 59% in the 2020 election to 17% ahead of 2024.
We're going to continue to engaging with the Muslim community, the Arab American community, and Palestinian American leaders to hear their concerns.
In contrast, Jewish Americans are deeply appreciative of Biden's support of Israel.
Israel is an important issue, remains a very important issue to Jewish voters. It's an issue about which there's a very high emotional attachment between Jewish Americans and support of Israel.
Meanwhile, there's growing pressure for a ceasefire, including from anti-war protesters during Tuesday's congressional hearing. Administration officials have advocated for humanitarian pauses to allow aid to reach civilians, but say a ceasefire at this point will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The UN body formed to promote respect for and protect people of African descent around the world says in its first report that they continue to, quote, be victims of systemic racial discrimination and racialized attacks. The forum calls for reparations, saying they are essential to rectify past injustices against people of African descent. The report was delivered to the UN General Assembly on Monday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will veto a bill to fund Israel's supplemental arms budget if it gets decoupled from funding for Ukraine. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Opposition to a new round of funding for Ukraine to combat Russian aggression is broader in the House, the lower chamber of the U.S. Congress. But in the U.S. Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been a key voice supporting continued aid to Ukraine.
Russia would love to see Iranian-backed terrorists in the Middle East weaken America and our allies. Iran would love to see a Russian victory against Ukraine that divides the West and deepens its own defense cooperation with Moscow.
Some Republican senators remain concerned, arguing there is not sufficient oversight of the aid and that the U.S. cannot indefinitely fund a war. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
A UN-appointed human rights expert and opponents of Myanmar's military government have welcomed the latest sanctions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and Canada on companies providing financial resources to the army-installed regime and high-ranking officials. The move is linked to rising violence and human rights abuses in the Southeast Asian nation. The U.S. Treasury Department said Tuesday it was imposing sanctions on Myanmar's state-owned Myanmar Oil and Gas Enterprise, a joint venture partner in all offshore gas projects and a vital source of hard cash for the military government. The sanctions block access to money and resources under U.S. control. They prohibit U.S. citizens from providing financial services to or for the benefit of OMGE starting from December 15th. A senior U.N. official has told the Security Council tens of millions of Ukrainians need humanitarian help under horrendous war conditions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ramesh Rajasingham of the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office notes artillery fire, ground fighting, and airstrikes across Ukraine continue on a daily basis.
The conflict continues to inflict unimaginable levels of suffering.
The war, he says, has displaced 10 million people and
lives are dominated by the constant sound of air raid sirens as unrelenting airstrikes rain down and destroy civilian objects.
Rajasingham says the war is robbing Ukrainian children of education, stability, safety, as well as their hopes for the future.
The mental wounds of the war will undoubtedly affect children well into adulthood.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The AI Safety Summit is bringing politicians, computer scientists, and tech executives to Blackley Park in United Kingdom, a site that's synonymous with code-breaking and the birth of computing during World War II. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.